Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day and the last day of 2024. Thank you, Lord, for taking us through. You're a very present help, and we thank you for a beautiful new year and new life from you every day, because the path gets brighter and brighter. So we thank you for that. Thank you. You've taken hold of us. You've started a good work. And you'll just never leave us or forsake us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, precious disciples. Danita's not feeling too well, so I'll just let her sleep in this morning. We're busy with Romans, and we're starting here in verse 4, going down to verse 7. And yeah, Paul is speaking, and he's talking about Jesus. He was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. That was a proof that this is no ordinary man. This is a man from God. This is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And he goes on, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you, who is also called to belong to Jesus Christ. And then to also all of those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, powerful message through Apostle Paul. And the wonderful thing about Paul, he was an apostle chosen to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel to bring about obedience, bring about faith to the nations, to the Gentiles. And that's all of us that are not Jews, because one died for all. And the wonderful thing, the other disciples, they knew Jesus in the flesh, but Paul didn't. He was knocked off his horse. The Lord revealed himself to him. And just as he taught the other disciples, he was working with Paul, opening up the revelation to him about what has been accomplished in his death, burial, and resurrection, and so that he can wake up the body of Christ, wake up the Gentiles. So you've got that beautifully in Ephesians chapter 3, where it talks about he was the last of the disciples that became apostles, and he didn't know Jesus in the flesh, as I said earlier, and then he met Jesus, and then God gave him mighty revelation. And then it says so beautiful in Ephesians chapter 2, when you read what he has to say, the letters of Paul, you will get that same revelation, that same understanding, and that brings about the favor of God, the motivation of God, and grace and peace that comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's speaking as an apostle, just like all the other disciples that became apostles. And it's so important, Ephesians 4. From verse 10 says, Jesus has been raised to fill all things. And then he's first of all given apostles. Who are the apostles? All those that he met, that he called, that followed him, disciples. And then also Paul. And then he goes on to say why? To bring us all to the unity of faith, that we start believing what they believe, that what God wants us to believe according to the knowledge of God, so that we can all be mature, slot into a ministry, and then increase the body of Christ by bringing other people into this amazing love that we've experienced, so that we become mature men and women in the image and likeness of Jesus, and we're not tossed by all the different deceptions. We are no longer children. We now sons of the Most High God. When we were children, we thought like children, acted like children, but when we became men, that's sons of God, children of God, we put away the childish things. So that's what it's all about, guys, and it's so important. You know, Jesus has laid the foundation that the apostles spoke about Jesus coming, and after the sufferings of Christ, there will be a consequent glory. Peter tells us that. And then on the foundation of Jesus was the apostles, the disciples of old. And they have told us, they've given us clear instruction in their letters, what has come about through the resurrection of Jesus, through the very presence of Jesus being with them. Remember, he said to them, "Lo, I'll be with you until the end of the ages. Go make disciples." So, guys, it's so important. There's so many people that call themselves pastors and prophets, and even some call themselves apostles. But these are the apostles that we got to wake up to first. And then when we wake up to what they've got to say, we can be effective ministers sharing about the goodness of the Lord that has come. He's a present day reality. He's raised and seated in heavenly places to crush all darkness under his feet. And we are his body. So who's to wake up and who is there to shine and take the authority? It's the saints. It's the body of Christ. It's the called out ones, the ecclesia. It's you and me that has joined themselves to the Lord because he has called us. We now united to him, looking to him, and then we grow as a body when we look to him, listen to him, and walk with him. So arise and shine, guys. Ephesians chapter 3 and chapter 4. These chapters to read, just seeing the mighty love that has been made available. Jew and Gentile is now united by one spirit so that we can take hold of the great and precious promises and be the unique fragrance in the world. And as saints, we execute the written judgment. That's the end of Psalm 149. It's saints that they have the honor of executing the written judgment. So arise and shine. Wake up to the great reality of God's love that is here for us, and go into the new year on fire for the Messiah, because everything's been done. We've got to come to the feast. We've got to partake of the feast and awake to righteousness, clothe ourselves in the armor of God. That's all of Jesus, what is revealed to us. And we can shine. Amen. Because God destined us for a time such as this. So be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.